Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicky Pepper. She Rises Studios was founded during the pandemic with the mission of inspiring, empowering, and educating women and teaching them how to navigate their own personal journeys with hope, perseverance, strength, education, and fearlessness. She Rises Studios publishes books, hosts retreats, and has a podcast, which you can hear on the free Odyssey app. Here to tell us more is Hannah Olivas, co-founder of She Rises Studios. Thank you for joining me.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Hannah, start by telling us, what's the mission behind She Rises Studios?
So easy. So our mission is to educate and celebrate women exactly where they are in life's journey. One of our core values is collaboration over competition, and we just want women to understand the extraordinary power that they have within them to overcome anything, to do anything, and to believe in themselves.
Tell us about this book series and movement that you've created called Becoming an Unstoppable Woman.
Yeah, so the Becoming an Unstoppable Woman series really literally was created. I was sitting across from my daughter. We were having a conversation. We were mid-pandemic and we were working on my nonprofit. And I said, hey, you know what? We should do some inspirational posts for women. We just saw a lot of women losing jobs, losing just so much during the pandemic when it first hit. So we created this little Instagram page called She Rises and it took off like crazy. And so, you know, we started doing a podcast. And then I told her, I said, we really should create a movement. We should create a book and talk about what does it mean to become an unstoppable woman? Because as the word become means, women are always changing. We're always evolving. We're always growing. So the movement was literally created from a passion of mine and hers, just wanting to inspire other women to see their true potential. And it just kind of went from there. I was going through a crazy health diagnosis. And I needed inspiration. And so I felt like if we could create a movement or just a space for women to lean into one another, that could just spread like wildfire. And it did. It's been incredible.
How does She Rises Studios serve women?
So we do lots of things. Number one, we give them an arena if they want to become a published author. We also teach them how to create courses for their business. We do web design, graphic design. We do summits. We do all types of education. We're really trying to teach women to be financially independent. We actually have a book coming out called Becoming an Unstoppable Woman in Finance. And these books that we created in the book series are all about everyday women who, I say, ordinary women doing extraordinary things. So maybe there's women out there that don't want to be a celebrity or this big time person, but they want to have, you know, a business that is able to sustain their family, to sustain the type of life that they want to live. And we provide those tools for them. So we give them a safe space. We educate them. We celebrate them. We teach them that collaboration versus the competition side. And we give them like a home, a platform for them to use to get their business out there.
So where does your passion and purpose in life and in business come from?
My passion and purpose in life, definitely, I'm very passionate about my family. I love being a mom. I love being a wife. I absolutely 100% love being a grandma. I have two adorable grandbabies. In terms of business, I feel like I was born to be an entrepreneur. Since birth, I've always been a fighter. I've always been a creator. And I just really feel like, you know, once I hit 40, life changed very, very drastically. And I just became so curious about what it would be like to be a full-time entrepreneur and how the two would mix together, you know, the life and the entrepreneurship, the balance, which there is no perfect, you know, recipe for it, but I love it. It gives me time to spend with my youngest daughter and it gives me time to travel. It just gives me that freedom, but they both go hand in hand. I just love both. I always have. I was a makeup artist by trade for over 20 years. And even with that, I got to travel and meet new people. I love meeting new people. I'm just a social butterfly.
Why is living without limits, like you say, so important to you?
Because I think a lot of that has to do with, I was diagnosed with a really weird type of blood cancer. I was told, you know, I had 1 year. Then I was told I had 5 years going through treatments. I've been going through treatments almost 5.5 years now. And it really limited me. Being in and out of hospitals all the time, having treatments, being tethered to this, and just not being able to do what I wanted to do. And finally, I just threw my hands up in the air and said, enough. I'm not doing this anymore. I had some crazy thing happen, and it just really changed the way that I see life. And I just want to get out there and live it. I don't want to have limitations. I don't want people to tell me what I can and can't do. I'll give you an example. I did a bucket list. I got to travel to Florida. I always wanted to kiss a dolphin, so I did. He was such a great kisser. I got to go to New York City, and it really just really changed my perspective on what life is meant to live, and that the only limits we put really truly are on ourselves and in our mind. And it took me 40 plus years to realize it.
What would you say to a woman who is living her life and running her business from a place of limitation right now?
Ooh, I would say she needs to open that comfort box and jump out and run far away from it. Because if we're not growing, if we're not changing, if we're not trying new things, we're never going to get to that next level. So you just have to, even if you're afraid, you got to do it anyway. I always say dream big, do bigger, because there's nothing that's impossible for any of us to. This goes for men too. You know, we can, anything that we want to do, we can. But if you stay in that comfort zone and you're afraid, you're never gonna see what's on the other side for you. And there's so much more.
What advice would you give to a woman who is just starting her own business?
I would tell her to have a sense of humor, to have some thick skin, definitely be prepared for anything and everything that can happen from the good to the bad. Any real business is hard to get going. The first year is the hardest year. I always advise all women, find a mentor, get a coach, somebody who can help you, someone who sees it from the outside looking in. I have one. I have two. And just really put it on paper. Make the plan. Do step by step. I always say progress over perfection. Don't make an unrealistic to-do list because you'll never get it done. You know, just be real. Be authentic. Figure out who your niche is, what type of business you are, what type of client you serve, what's the solution that you're solving for someone. And be real. Don't be a puff puff. I call them puff puffs. Be real. Just tell the truth and you'll be successful.
And tell us about this nonprofit that you've started.
So I started a nonprofit back in, it's going to be 4 years this year. It's called the Brave and Beautiful Blood Cancer Foundation. I did start it based off of what I was going through. I had a heck of a time getting proper diagnosis for what I had. And I just got juggled through the healthcare system, and I was looking for support groups. I really didn't find anything for the type of disease that I have. Not a lot of women have it. So I kept searching. I was driving myself crazy, and I was meeting all these different families and people who were like me, who needed help. And against everybody's better judgment, they said, don't do it. It's too hard, because really nonprofit is like having 10 jobs. But I started with a toy drive. I love kids. So we do a toy drive every single year for pediatric cancer patients and their families, because they have mommies and daddies and brothers and sisters who need love too. So this will be our fourth year. We also do a turkey drive, and we do programs where we can help with rent. We can help with counseling services, like if someone needs to get to a chemo appointment, anything like that. Anything that has to do with just helping the families and getting them from A to B while they're navigating through a tough time.
After starting this nonprofit, what did you learn about the business world?
I learned that I needed help. I learned that it was not a one-woman show, hence I brought in my daughter. I have, you know, one thing I can say is that when you're doing any type of business, whether it's a nonprofit or for-profit, you need to have like your dream team, so to speak, your supporters, because you do get tired. You do have to remind yourself of the why. Why am I doing this? Why is this important to me? And you kind of need those cheerleaders and those people on the outside looking in to say, hey, you know, we're going to reel you back in a little bit. You're going crazy. Maybe focus this way or try this, or just to just, you know, when you're having those hard days, you know, give you that little extra push that you need. And I definitely have that within my kids and my husband, but I also have that within the relationships that I've built in business. You know, you get close. I call them business besties. You form relationships with these men and women and they become almost family. And that's really, honestly, I feel like something that, especially when the pandemic hit, everybody went to Zoom, or, you know, we didn't have that connection. So now that we're kind of coming, I don't want to say we're coming out of the pandemic, because I don't know if we are, but the more connection we have, the more successful we are as human beings. So, you know, that connection, that real personal touch matters for both life and business.
I've been speaking with Hannah Olivas, co-founder of She Rises Studios. Any last thoughts for us?
I would just say, number one, thank you for having me today. And to all the listeners, just get out there and do it. Live your life without limits. Enjoy life how it's meant to be. You know, make today the first new day of your life, whatever that looks like. If you're fighting, you know, anger, if you're fighting fear, whatever those things are, let them go and just receive the goodness and go out there and live.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.